This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office January 20th. Biden made the comment in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper Thursday. Biden also said he thinks we'll see a significant reduction in coronavirus cases that have surged to record numbers in recent days, with a corresponding rise in daily death tolls. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, the hardest hit country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is joining three other living former presidents in encouraging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot as soon as it becomes available. In addition, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injection. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control vaccine advisors are recommending that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be first in line for any coronavirus vaccines that get emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. French President Emmanuel Macron proposed Thursday a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccine available to priority groups of people in developing countries. In a pre-recorded speech before the UN General Assembly's first special session on COVID-19, Macron said the initiative aims to deliver the vaccine independently of its origin. Several members of a group of scientists that advised the Dutch government on managing the COVID-19 pandemic have received threats, local media reported Friday. Committee member Andreas Vos told the site he had been told to, quote, go back to Germany, end quote, in a note addressed to him. From Washington, this is VOA News. America's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, has apologized for suggesting British authorities rushed their authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine, saying he has great faith in the country's regulators. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fauci, in an interview, said British regulators hadn't acted as carefully as the US Food and Drug Administration. He then said late Thursday he'd meant to say US authorities do things differently than their British counterparts, not better. But his comments weren't phrased properly. This week, Britain's regulatory authority gave temporary authorization for people to receive a vaccine produced by American drug maker Pfizer and American company BioNTech. The agency made the decision under rules allowing regulators to sign off on medicines more quickly during public health emergencies. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Britain's government said Friday Brexit talks with the European Union had reached a, quote, difficult, end quote, moment and rejected any deal that impedes on UK sovereignty. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's official spokesman told reporters, quote, time is in very short supply. We are at a difficult point in the talks, end quote, adding they won't be able to agree on a deal, quote, that does not respect our fundamental principles on sovereignty and taking back control, end quote. Downing Street insisted anew that its red lines will apply once Britain leaves a post-Brexit transition period December 31st, controlling UK borders, regulating its own state subsidies, and managing its fishing waters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday he hopes France will get rid of his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, as soon as possible in the latest salvo in an escalating war of words between the two leaders. Erdogan told reporters, quote, Macron is a trouble for France, end quote, after Friday prayers in Istanbul. Turkey and France are embroiled in a series of disputes from tensions in the eastern Mediterranean to the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region. And the spat has risen to new levels in recent months as France has moved to crack down on Islamist extremism after several attacks on French soil. Authorities in Thailand found a severed tiger's head and other tiger parts when they raided a fake zoo near the country's border with Laos. It has suspected links to an illegal wildlife trafficking racket. Officials seized five live tigers at the Mukta Tiger Park and Farm. Those big cats have been sent to a wildlife sanctuary. The site had claimed six cubs were born at the facility 5 years ago, but DNA tests have since confirmed the five seized tigers and the decapitated animal were not related to any others at the park. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.